I'll tell a fun story with Jesse with his kids. They had a pool. Jesse always tries to use practical learning experiences. So we had a pool, and he said to the kids, if we go around in the pool and we all go together, we can get the whole water like a whirlpool going in our direction. They said, no. He said, try, watch, we'll do it. So they got it going. And then once it was going really good, he says, now we're going to do an experiment. We're going to pretend this is the world. And the world is trying to drag us along with it. And it's going to take us to hell if we stay with it. So what we're going to do is we're going to go against the stream, and we're going to get to heaven by going against the world and go the other way. So they all started going the other way, and little Sammy, he's the smallest, he said, I get tired, I can't do it anymore. And the other kids were saying, swim, Sammy, swim, you don't want to go to hell, Sammy, swim against the current. And Sammy swim, and he's teaching them, you have to go against the current, you have to swim against the stream if you're going to get somewhere. How are we going to live the Christian life if we're floating like dead things downstream? We have to go against the tide. And guess what happens? If all of us as Christians in the United States, if all of us would start swimming against the current, first of all, this president wouldn't have got elected again. But if we would have started swimming in this direction, guess what? We can change the culture. The early Christians swam against the stream, and they were consistent at it, even to die for. And eventually they turned that water going the other way. And all of us are still living with the capital that they gave us. And we owe it to the next generations to do the same thing, even to be a martyr if we have to. You remember, I don't know if you heard this, but Cardinal George of Chicago said, I expect to die in my bed. My successor will die in prison. His successor will die as a martyr in the open square. Cardinal George of Chicago. If there was a trial and you were put on trial tomorrow for being a Christian, is there enough evidence to convict you? Would the evidence be readily available? Father Ed walks into his collar. He's a goner for the first minute. I'm not going to take my cross off if I'm going into that trial. But is there enough evidence to convict us of being a Christian? If you are at your workplace and I went to your workplace and said, are there any authentic Catholics here, would they point to you? This is what we have to ask ourselves. The world hates us. But Jesus said, don't be surprised. If the world hates me, it's going to hate you too. If it doesn't, then maybe we're not doing something completely right. Maybe we're not living for Him the way we should. We have to teach our people even about confirmation, that this all is what confirmation is learning to live the Christian life. When we are confirmed, we're given the power of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Spirit to live this kind of a life. We've all been confirmed. Do we still practice that? Do we still live it? I remember even a family here, I don't think they're here, I hope not, that asked me if we would be confirmation sponsors for their boy. And I said no. And they said, why? I said, because I travel too much, I wouldn't have time to do it. And they said, would you meet with him just once? I said, okay, I'll meet with him once. But I have to make it memorable. We had just finished filming the movie Apostolic Fathers. And I had bought a Roman helmet with a big red brush and a 4-foot sword. The real thing, you could kill somebody with a sword. It's the real deal. So I waited for this boy to come to our house. I went and put the helmet on. I put a red blanket across my shoulder and pinned it on one shoulder, and I put the sword in the scabbard on my side, and I hid in the shadows of our front porch. And when the boy got out of the car, he kind of shuffled up like this. I gotta go listen to the bald-headed guy, you know. And as soon as he came into the shadows, I jumped out, and I pulled the sword, and I pushed him against the wall, and I said, are you ready to die for Jesus Christ right now? If you're not ready to die for Jesus Christ, don't waste my time. I'm a busy man. I said, confirmation is serious business. Confirmation means you're becoming an adult Christian, ready to die for Jesus, and if you aren't, then you're not ready to be confirmed, and I'm not wasting my time with you. I will, Mr. Ray, I will. And his parents were in the car. They were, and I brought him in and we talked about confirmation and what it really was. You know, it's very similar to a Jewish boy being heaven is bar mitzvah, which means, by the way, bar mitzvah means son of the law. He becomes under the law of Moses now long and longer because mommy and daddy make me. But now I am 13 and I am an adult and I am going to take the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for myself. I am willing to die for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When we're at the Western Wall on Monday and Thursday mornings, this is when the bar mitzvahs take place, and they hoist their sons up on their shoulders even, and they come dancing in with the ram's horn. And their boy is so proud to be a Jew now. They're telling the whole world, they're processing through the streets. His father and his rabbis are so proud of him. I would love to see confirmations marching through the streets of Ann Arbor, singing a song, "We're ready to die for Jesus." I just think if all the confirmation kids did that, what would happen? What would effect it would have on the world? But I think every parish should have a sword, Father, for teaching young people what it's all about.